Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven. Manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past. Blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted, and scrolls. You read it, you heard it, converted, verted, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost fell there under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in front of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic. Untangled the cord,
wing my sword.
Star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes. Immortalized like Highlander, moved like seven spirits across seven seas. Bringing seven plagues, I'm deadly like incurable disease. Swarming license fleas on dirty bitches. Burning bitches in a dog fight tonight if they live. Send them in stitches, my hand itches. Grab a pen, begin writing blotting glitches. Eight wonder, thunder against witches. Warlocks and a priest of the beast. Eight wonder, rip your scriptures, your shackles release. Crack your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rhyme warlocks and a priest of the beast. Eight wonder, rip your scriptures, your shackles release. Crack your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me. Eight wonder, called upon a revelate like St. John. With faith, it responds, and hip hop is beyond. The moon, sun, stars, break shackles, kill scars. Lazarus, pick up your bed and walk with the God. Mix blood with the gene of Isis, the beginning Genesis. All you sons of God, keep remembering. A lumberjack will cut down your trees, keep you timbering. Falling into a deep sleep. But I creep from the valley of death, recite Allah. With every breath came murdered Abel.
I'm still able.
Call me Seth. The beginning was the word. The word was with God. Was God is God. Became mortal, put up his guard.
Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Adin Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Imani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minnethout. Today's show is titled Blasphemy. I have three quotes for today's show. The first quote comes from the Natir Sesson, the second codex of the book called the Shut Nesu and Durazi, which is the writing of the Nesus. Comes from Book 6, The Instruction of Amenemit, Verse 4, and this is titled Remember What Has Happened, and it says, you, my living peers, my partners among men, make for me mourning such as not been heard, for so great a combat had not yet been seen. If one fights in the arena, forgetful of the past, success will elude him who ignores what he should know. The second quote comes from the Natir Sesson, the first codex, the Shat Sulemaat, Book 6, verse 28, it goes as follows. As therefore you understand Amen, you also understand the fair and the good, for these are incommunicable to any other living creatures because they are inseparable from Amen. End quote. And I have a third quote, which I don't normally have so many quotes for one show, but I felt there was necessary. The third quote comes from the first codex in the Natir Sesson, Book 1, Verse 6, and it goes as follows. For never, O son, will or can that soul which while it is in the body lightens and lift up itself to know and comprehend that which is good and true, slide back to the contrary. For it is infinitely enamored thereof, and forget all evils. And when it has learnt and known its father and progenitor, it can no more separate or depart from that good. And that's the end of that quote. Again, I'll start off with why I named the show Blasphemy. And the answer simply is that we live in this Western-style culture, which I often say on this show, the Hellenistic culture, meaning of Greece. Now, I like to start out by saying that I did not choose that name for Greece. This is what they said in the past. They named it the Hellenistic culture, not Amun-Re. I'm just going off of what they called their own culture. They named it Hellenistic. It's not a play on words by me, because the first part of that word is, of course, hell, which the culture represents. It represents a hellish nature. Now, again, I didn't make this up. This is coming from their text. They called it a Hellenistic culture. They know this culture is full of hell. And one of the main tenets of this culture is homosexuality. Yes, I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm not saying this to be hurtful. I'm saying this to be truthful. That homosexuality is of the Hellenistic culture. The Hellenistic culture, compared to the cultures all around the world, is a backwards culture. It goes away from the tenets that most of the cultures around the world teach about family, about being virtuous, about being dignified, peaceful. Well, I don't want to use the word peaceful, but your first order of the day is to do no harm to others, as they should do no harm to you. Now, this is the operations of most of the cultures around the planet, but this Hellenistic culture is in reverse. People of the Hellenistic culture wake up and say, what harm can I do to others to benefit myself? And when I think of that, the first thing that comes to mind is this religion that comes out the Hellenistic culture called Christianity. Now, I don't want my Christian brothers and sisters to take this as an assault against Christianity. It goes as well with the Islamic culture, which is somewhat of a Hellenistic culture itself. They came from the same place. And also Judaism or Hebrewism, which is, again, another Hellenistic culture. It comes from the same place. Christianity and Islam comes out of Hebrewism. So they come from the same place. Now, I know a lot of people would disagree with that. They would say that, no, brother, you can't say that about Hebrewism. Has nothing to do with the Hellenistic culture, which Hellenistic just means of Greece. And I say that you haven't walked through time. That's just a metaphor I use for studying history. So many have not walked through time enough to see where the origins of these religions and the cultures they come out of. Christianity, Islam, Judaism all come out of the Babylonian culture, which was adopted by the Greeks and the Romans. Again, I say it all comes from the same place. I know a few years ago when I was listening to a lecture of Dr. Wims, I can't remember Dr. Wims' first name, I'm sorry. And Dr. Wims was saying that we think that Judaism or Hebrewism is a B.C. religion, and it's not. It is an A.D. religion. It was a religion, as we know it today, that was only started about 1,000 years ago. And a lot of people would go, you crazy. I know when I first heard it, I said, that's crazy. But it's not. It's not crazy at all. When you know that what we practice, well, not we, but what people practice as Hebrewism today is merely the religion that the Ashkenazis, those from Ashkenaz in the mountains of Europe, well, more specifically the mountains of Asia, the religion they adopted, they didn't make this religion, they adopted it from the original Hebrews. And what we know as Hebrewism today is not from those people. Indeed, it's from the Ashkenazis. And they put themselves at the forefront of this religion. And as they put themselves in the forefront, they begin to change all the information that was carried in the Hebrew religion. Now, what we know today of the Hebrew religion is what we get from the Bible, specifically the Old Testament of the Bible. Again, a book translated in the ADs, you know, or after Christ, what they say. So it's it was translated in the times of AD or after Anno Domini. It's what that actually stands for, which is some say it's after death. I'm not positive if that's what Anno Domini means. It's a Latin term, but I believe that stands for after death. And so what we call the Old Testament, actually a book that was written about 1,000 years ago. It wasn't written, you know, 3,000 years ago as they claim. And the Ashkenazis, of course, they stole that text from the original Hebrews, and they changed it as they stole it. So what we see now is the changed version. Now, I don't say that to look at my Hebrew Israelite brothers and say that you're following a recent religion and that, you know, you have a recent religion with a adulterated text or a tampered text. To say that, but what you have, the original Hebrews didn't practice what you have right now. They didn't. Because the people we know today as Hebrews are not really Hebrews. And so when they got a hold of this religion, they changed it to fit their culture, their wants, their needs. So what we have right now is not what the original Hebrews practice. And then when you, again, walk through time, the land today, well, the land that we know as Israel today, was actually the lands today are called Egypt, Cush, Ethiopia, Palestine, Sudan was known as Israel back in the day. And then you look at the Bible, and the first five books of the Old Testament, if you follow it correctly, you will see that it's actually talking about a people in Egypt. Now, I'm not trying to force some kind of Africanism on my Hebrew brothers and sisters. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just simply pointing out the times before, the true history of times before. Now, if you go to your Ashkenazi scholars today, being honest with you, they'll tell you this. Yeah, you know, Israel was known as Egypt, what we call today Egypt, Palestine, Sudan, Ethiopia, all of that was Palestine yesterday. So when you talk about the Israelite people, you're actually talking about the old Kemetic people. They're one and the same. You know, how could they not be if the Israelites was dwelling in their land? And, you know, one of the patriarchs of the Israelite line, Moses, was born in the Pharaoh's court, but they couldn't, well, they call him Pharaoh, but it's actually Nassu, but they couldn't separate him from that court. They called him the Pharaoh's grandson. I'm not reaching. Go back in the Old Testament and look at it for yourself. And then you look at the Old Testament. What is mentioned more than anything? Egypt. You know, they translate Egypt as the land of bondage or something like that. Again, the sorcerers wrote this book. So they're going to mistranslate stuff, and they're going to say things to throw you off because they don't want you to know that the creator and the people that we know today as Israel was those same people that we call Kemetic people or Egyptians. It's the same people. It's no different. Today we look at the world from the eyes of these Ashkenazis who call themselves Jews, which it says in the New Testament that there will be people that call themselves Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogues of Satan. I can't remember exactly which book in the verse. It's in there. I think it's in Revelations. I believe it's in Revelations. I can't remember which chapter, the first or second chapter. I'm not quoting the verses verbatim, but that's what it says. And then I look at the Old and New Testament, trace back how it was put together, and what we have now was translated by sorcerers of King James Court. I don't say that to be nasty, cruel, or mean. Just stating the truth of the matter. And we know that so-called black people, again, I use so-called because we were not called, we didn't call ourselves black people. Because the word black in English is actually means bleached out. Check the etymology. Go to any dictionary that has an etymology, and it'll say in there bleached or black, spelled B-L-A-E-C, pronounced block. And it'll tell you it means bleached. It don't mean dark. I don't have any problem with dark skin. I don't have any problem with woolly hair, because if I did, I would have a problem with myself. Just have to put that out there. I don't want you to get confused. Confuse me, what I'm saying right now, with the sect of black people out there now that calls themselves Moors, you know, after the teachings of Noble Drew Ali. You know, they totally dismissed themselves from any affiliation with people in the motherland. Today, Africa, I refer to it back in the Haratic language of Merida. Now, Africa is a name that was given to that land mass by the Greeks. And most of us accept that because we are, our minds are wrapped up in the Hellenistic culture. We can't get away from it. So we see the world as Hellenistic people see the world. And that's why we take on the religions of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Because this is how the Hellenistic people see the world, through those religions, because they came together and they created those religions. The way we know them today. They didn't create it themselves. They stole it from us. But, you know, what we see in those religions today, it came from them. And I know in the Western culture, when you talk about Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, they say that you are blaspheming against the creator of the universe, not knowing those religions are not talking about the creator of the universe. You don't have to take my word for it. As I say, walk through time and see it for yourself. Those religions was not created by the creator of the universe. Those are political religions that are based on the politics up to this day. The people that run around and heavily influence this planet are under those religions. Their politics work through those religions. Their cultures really don't even work through those religions, but those religions are used as the front to justify the culture that we have today. But today's culture don't really match those religions, even the way they wrote them in the past. And I say the way they wrote them because what we're reading today are not the original texts of those religions. It isn't that inherited those religions and translated it to fit their politics of those days and even today. They are the, you know, that is the mind that we are adopting when we take on those religions, and that's the way, through that mind, is how we see the world today. That's why the world is in such chaos. Now, I know when I talk about the Book of Life, which is generally two codexes my brother translated out of hieroglyphics into English. And just because the writings were in hieroglyphic, that's not why I'm saying they were the first writings. No. But when you get into the meat of what was written in the Book of Life, you begin to see the creator of the universe. Then you begin to know that we, as souls, are the descendants of the creator of the universe. So we have a covenant with the creator of the universe. Just like in our Israelite brothers and sisters take on the practice of having a covenant with the creator of the universe. Same here. As I would go as far as to say that the black man, woman, and child was the first part of the first humans in creation. You know, most of the people we see today wasn't part of that first family. They are crafted, or as they call themselves, mankind. They are kind of man. They are not man. And I don't say that, again, to be nasty or to be funny, because this is very serious to me. There's nothing funny about this to me. I'm very serious about this. And I don't say it to be cruel or nasty. I'm just being truthful. We have to stop playing around this world for what it really is. Now, like our Morris brothers and sisters say that, you know, we so-called black people are the only people on the planet that don't honor our mothers and fathers, and that's why we have such a hard time here. And they are right. They are absolutely right. No, I'm not a Moor, so don't get that in your head. I'm not a Moor. Far from it. Again, I walk through time and I learn who the Moors are and what they did to this planet. I don't excuse that, and I don't align myself with it. They were the ones that got mankind scattered all over the earth, messing up cultures, messing up families, messing up languages, messing up everything, destroying the earth itself, killing trees, poisoning waters, poisoning the air, destroying the earth, because they're not a part of this creation, so everything they do is against it. I had just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Peace. For those on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So now that you have to understand the different people in this world, who they are, where they originated from, who you are and where you originated from, and why the different origins is the reason why we all clash. Because some people here are not part of original creation. They are a kind of man, or they call themselves mankind. Because they wasn't a part of original creation, so they don't have the components that original man and woman have. They don't have the connection to the earth that the original man and woman have. And this is what we're dealing with. This is why people are clashing. Cultures are clashing. Nations are clashing. Because some of the nations here wasn't a part of original creation. And those that are part of original creation seem to have forgotten that. And they're following after the ones that came afterwards. That's why the world is in so much turmoil. And I know people listening to me, whether they're Islamic, Christian, or Hebrews, they would say that I'm committing blasphemy right now. I'm speaking against, as what they would say, God. Knowing that the English word God is the word dog spelled backwards. And those that use the name God to describe the creator of the universe are merely worshippers of the dog. I don't have to tell you the history of Rome and the myth that they say they descend from. They descend from Romulus and Remus, two wolves. And that's why their deity is called God, dog spelt backwards. This is not talking about the creator of the universe. The day that I'm broadcasting on, Sunday, most of us don't really know what that means. Day of the sun, okay. We think it's talking about the sun in the sky. No, it's not. It's talking about the son of Kronos. His name is Zeus. We call him today Jah-Zeus or Jesus, meaning praise Zeus. This is what people worship on this day. Zeus. That's why when you hear me refer to this day at the top of the show, I always say, Heruk Amen, the day of Amen. Now, a lot of people say, Amen, oh, that's foreign. But in every religion, they say Amen at the end of each prayer. Why do they say that? Well, they say that it means so be it. That's the way they say it means. But they know that it doesn't mean so be it. They know they are referring to the creator of the universe. Well, some of them don't. Most of your religious scholars know that it's referring to the creator of the universe. But your religious scholars don't teach you to follow the creator of the universe. They teach you to follow them, to see them as the authority on this planet. They don't want you following the creator of the universe. Because when you and I start following the creator of the universe, which is getting to know our own nature, our own personal nature, and following our own personal nature, once you understand that's why you seek the creator of the universe, because you're actually seeking yourself. You're seeking your nature, because your nature is the nature of the creator of the universe, your natural nature, the core of your nature. Now, I know that we are all men and women, and when we come into the flesh, our original nature is mixed with the nature of this flesh, and that's why it says that man is a continuous evil. The core of man is of creator. That's the good within man and woman. And when I say man, I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about the species, which we today call human. That very word human refers to a man of hue, of a lot of hue. Can only people walking around on this planet with a lot of hue is so-called black people. Well, they say our Indian nation also has a lot of hue. But you can look at us and see that we're not from the same creation. And this, again, this is not about hate. This is not about making fun of people. This is not about making people feel bad, just to build myself up. But I do this, I think of this all the time, and I do it because I'm following my soul, or as the Natir Sessions say, follow your heart. If you don't follow your heart, what good it would do if you have fortune in this world, if you're not following your heart, having that fortune? You deceive yourself. You stunt yourself from regenerating to your immortal self. That's what you do. See, we are in times that mankind is seeking to destroy original man. That's what's going on right now. A lot of us don't want to face that. and they think that I'm probably making it up. Are you just at the bottom of the totem pole in society, so you just want to make up an excuse for you being at the bottom? That's what some people would say, but this is not about trying to make myself feel good. This is looking at the things that are. You look in the medical field. You look at the food. You look at the social engineering on the planet right now, and all of it's pointing to they meaning mankind, want to get rid of you and I. You and I being original man and woman. So they can have this place to themselves, because they tired of dealing with you and I. We're in their way for what they want to turn this place into. Because we forgot our history. We forgot that we was put here on this place in our original, one of our original tongues called Merino, meaning the blessed waters. We was put here to keep this place. Something that came after original creation has decided that they are just going to follow their nature and destroy this place. Their nature is to destroy. The nature of original man is to build and maintain. The nature of all of those that came after original man is to destroy. That's the war you see going on right now. And get out of the fictitious religious stuff that tell you the war is between some devils and some angels fighting over your soul. The lie that they put out there to take your consciousness out of reality. That's why they keep having us chasing after these myths and falsehoods and misinformation, so that we will not follow our nature and protect this place. Because this place was built so that souls can regenerate and resurrect. Not a playground for the malicious evil ones. This place wasn't built for them. This place was built for you and I to rebuild our souls, to resurrect back to our immortal selves. That's what this place was built for. But I constantly say on this show that our consciousness has been turned inside out. We're totally confused about the way we see the world and the way we understand or overstand or innerstand the world. We're confused about it. We're completely confused about our place in the world. Completely. And that's why mankind has been able to ravage and rip a place, this place. They've ripped it apart. Completely have whatever they can get their hands on to go outside of its nature, including us. Today we have men seeking relationships with men, women seeking relationships with women, and I'm not talking about platonic relationships, I'm talking about sexual relationships. That's totally out of nature. It's backwards, completely backwards. But it's commonplace today as being normal. And mankind is completely committed to making this normal. Well, their reason is because they want to bring down the population of the planet. So if we have the majority of the planet practicing homosexuality, thinking that it's okay, Never mind that you're going against the law of creation to be fruitful and multiply. Creation, it's in all of your scriptures. I say y'all scriptures because I know those scriptures didn't come from my people. But it's in your scriptures because it's the law of the universe to be fruitful and multiply. To do anything else is going against creation. So I come to the point where I say, am I blaspheming, or is this world the blasphemy? What is popular amongst this time is the true blasphemy, not what Amon Ra is saying. Because I'm totally in line with Amen. Not with God, not with Lord, with Amen, creator of the universe. Now, others have many names for Amen, and I'm not disputing that. There's no dispute with me about that. Creator has many names. But I know God is not talking about the creator of the universe. I know Lord is not talking about the creator of the universe. I know Jesus is not talking about the son of the creator of the universe, or is not the creator of the universe, however you see it. Not because I say so. Walk through time and understand what those names truly mean. Understand the religions those names came out of. Understand the religions themselves, where they came from. And you will begin to understand that you are in a dream world. You are in a fantasy, someone else's fantasy. You're not living in your true self, in your true mind, in the true mind of the creator of the universe, which you hear me often call on this program the Sesson, which I often say, like our Christian brethren say, the Holy Spirit. That's the closest analogy or comparison I can get to Sesson. I don't see it the exact same way as they do. Far from it. But it's the closest comparison that I can get to Sesson, the infinite intelligent mind of the universe, the all that is within all things. Amen, Sesson, it's one and the same. It's no difference. Don't try to call me some polytheistic type that worship a whole bunch of gods, because I don't. It's only one creator. Sesson and Amen is just two different operations of the one.